oxymorons are figures of speech that are totally contradictory, but we use them anyway. Some of them we use in everyday speech, like same difference, clearly confused, pretty ugly, giant shrimp, working vacation. And some are political in nature, like United Nations, governmental organization, or congressional action. Some are even religious in tone. Holy war, minor miracle. Now, some people might tell you that the title of this sermon, Passionate Worship, is also an oxymoron. For many people, worship is anything but passionate. Corporate worship is a time to think about where we're going to eat after the benediction, if the preacher ever shuts up. What we need to get done this week. Daydream, catch a few winks, or play on our cell phones. But passionate worship? Really. Passionate worship is a dynamic, vibrant expression of a fruitful experience with God. Not a routine or performance-driven experience. Now, we often say that our service is full of energy or lacking in energy. Or what we need to make this church come alive is more energy. And that's okay, but it still leans to that performance-driven track. Because energy without direction can be disruptive. Ask those who deal with hyperactivity on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah.
What we want is passion in our worship. The mysterious kind of worship that somehow makes visible and tangible rituals and actions result in us feeling grounded, forgiven, connected to one another and to God. Passionate worship motivates us to make different and better choices and calls us to get out of the pew and serve. Passionate worship, whether it's public or private, requires us to surrender ourselves and our will to God, to let go of the internal or the external resistance that we have to a worship activity, whether we like it or not. Now, what do you think of when you hear the words passionate worship? A televangelist with a big show? Thousands singing and swaying with their eyes closed, waving their hands in the air, shouting or speaking in tongues. How about a high mass in a cathedral? Or maybe a taizé service with lots of repetitive singing and quiet meditative time. Which one? All of them can be. Passionate worship has nothing to do with the style of worship. Passionate worship can be traditional, contemporary, liturgical, high, low, gospel, or ethnic. It's not about the style. It's about attitude and connection. Passionate worship is about the personal connection of each person with the presence of the living God. That's why some people leave the church on Sunday mornings high on Jesus. And others just don't get anything out of church anymore. Now, in the last case, they didn't make the connection. And you know what? If we don't make the connection with God, at least me, If I don't make a connection in worship with God, 99.99999% of the time, I came in the wrong attitude. If we come to worship expecting the welcome and announcements to be long and boring, the prayers and the readings not to be inclusive, the music to be either the same songs we sing every week, or where in the world did she find that one? The sermon long and not uplifting enough, too scholarly or too simple for our brilliant minds, then guess what? That's exactly what we get. The foundation of passionate worship is our attitude. Yes. We have to prepare ourselves by preparing our attitude if we want passionate worship. It also helps to be spiritually prepared. That kind of thing also helps with the attitude. Trying to engage in passionate worship without preparing ourselves in spiritual prayer is like running a race without stretching your muscles. Do you pray for the service? Everyone that's scheduled to take part, and your own openness before God before you show up here for worship. If we pray for great worship, we'll find that we come in those doors with an expectation. And if we keep our focus on our part of the worship, which we're going to talk about in a minute, we'll have passionate, great, passionate worship. Now I want to tell you, I appreciate the prayers that people offer for me on Sundays and the message that I have to bring to you today. But what if you prayed Sunday afternoon or Monday morning when I start writing the sermon that you would be inspired? We must have the right attitude going into worship. But we also need to know our audience. Now, I'm not talking about taking surveys about what you guys like the most or hate the most in our worship. We have a tendency to view worship like religious entertainment. God is the producer in control of the process. The pastors, the musicians, the ushers, etc., are the actors. And the congregation is the audience. The only problem with that is that it leads to worship reviews, you know, critiques of the worship. Well, that was a pretty good sermon, but the story, that last story was pretty dumb. I just didn't get the connection. The praise team was fairly good this morning, but someone was really off on that one song. And the communion bread. Can't Tricia remember to throw out the old and put in new? That was just purely stupid. We're like Dennis the Menace, who told the pastor as he left church one morning, "Pretty good show, Pastor, for a quarter." In passionate worship, the pastor, the musicians, and all the others are the producers. That is, we manage the process, hopefully without controlling the Holy Spirit. The people, that's you guys, are the actors in the worship drama. And the audience of worship is God. We have an audience of one. And the ultimate critique of worship is whether or not it pleases our audience. Now, some years ago, Bill Moyer, then Secretary of State to then Press Secretary to President Johnson, was asked to say the invocation at a state dinner. As he began, LBJ interrupted him and said, "Speak up, Moyers, I can't hear you." To which Moyers replied, "With all due respect, Mr. President, I wasn't talking to you." Passionate worship may affect us, should affect us, but it's not about us. Should I say that again?
Yes.
Passionate worship may affect us, should affect us, but it's not about us. So besides working on our attitudes and recognizing that it's not about us, what can we say about people who practice passionate worship? Well, people who practice passionate worship prioritize worship and shift their schedules accordingly. Now, it's fair, only fair, to acknowledge that there are many obstacles that cause us to resist worship. We have competing obligations, habits, and interests. We face criticism and ridicule from friends and even family who want our attention and our companionship. But a practice of passionate worship requires surrender and a yielding of ourselves and our will, giving up good things in order to take care of greater things. Or as Jesus said it, seek first the kingdom of God. Now, people who practice passionate worship prepare their hearts and minds for worship. Rev, we already talked about that this morning, but I want to drive it home just a little bit more and maybe broaden it a bit. Prayer, the reading of the scripture, the opening up of our hearts with a desire to find a connection with God is absolutely necessary. Daily prayer and devotion deepens our relationship with God and allows us to be connected with our Creator. We can't develop a meaningful relationship with someone if we don't spend time with them. And the same is true with our relationship with God. Through prayer and the reading of God's Word, we begin to perceive life differently. We begin to control negative emotions and let them go. And when our spirit is ready to be filled with the presence of God, it is. Now, people who practice passionate worship participate. Notice all these begin with P for passionate worship. They take notes. They sing with enthusiasm and love, even if the notes are not always correct. They take part in the worship, volunteering to do the things they need that need to be done. They contribute an atmosphere of expectation and joy rather than duty and boredom. People often apologize to me when they tear up reading scripture or during a prayer or communion. Passion means full of life, involving our whole selves, and that's mind, body, and emotions. Passion means inflamed with love. Passion means we want to open ourselves up entirely to God. We desire God's Spirit to permeate our entire being completely. Now, does that mean I have to stand and clap during praise and worship? Do I have to say hallelujah or amen during the sermon? No, but it means you can and should if you feel moved to do so as you open your heart to God. In passionate worship, we love God in return, and through our continued practice of intentional, passionate worship, corporate or private, we stay in love with God. Now, people who practice passionate worship pray regularly. Now, wait a minute, preacher. You already said that once, maybe even twice already. We need to develop a habit of prayer. We talk about the elements necessary for a good relationship. Communication is always one of the leading suggestions. We're even told to learn our beloved's love language. Some folks say that prayer is our end of the conversation. But God speaks through prayer. How many times have you been listening to someone lead a family prayer and they say something that gives you comfort and peace? That was the voice of God. How many times at communion has your server said something so far out in left field that even they wondered where it came from? But it was the answer to something that had been troubling you for days. That was the voice of God. I am your pastor of nearly 15 years because God chose to speak to me through someone at communion 25 years ago. And I can tell you that she was the last person from which I expected to get a message from God. I didn't even like her. But before I went to communion that day with her, I let go of my resentments. I dropped my well-built walls. And I opened my heart. And amazingly, God spoke. Loud and clear. Prayer is quality time with God. And with that, we come back full circle to our approach to worship. Jesus tells the story in our reading for the day about the two people who went to the temple for worship. The Pharisee was so full of himself that there was no room for God. The tax collector came to worship with a heart open to God. And Jesus says that the tax collector left a different person than when he came in. He discovered a newness in his relationship with God through worship. Now, worship expresses our love for God. We open ourselves to God's Spirit and we begin to see the world through God's eyes. Passionate worship changes us. To understand passionate worship, we need to look beyond what the actors are saying and what the people say or do. We need to look with the eyes of faith at what God has done and what God continues to do. God uses worship to open our hearts, to reconcile broken relationships, to heal our wounded souls, to interrupt destructive habits and transform our lives. And when we worship with God as our audience, God changes us. Since ancient times, people have gathered together to seek God, to worship through prayers and stories and music and fellowship. The word synagogue means to bring together. The word ekklesia, which is the root word for our word for church, means called out of the world. God lives in people called out of the world who gather in devotion and covenant with their Creator. Passionate worship connects us to God. In Star Trek, the motion picture, a massive energy cloud advances toward Earth, leaving destruction in its wake. And Captain Kirk and the crew of the Enterprise must intercept it in order to determine what lies within the cloud and what its intent might be. They discover a machine called Vigor, whose blind desire is to connect with the Creator at any cost. With only minutes remaining before the total annihilation of civilization, they discover the machine is really one of the old Voyager probes sent into space in the late 1900s and has come back with information on our galaxy. It needed to download to the Creator. The proper code was transmitted and humanity was saved. Passionate worship is the means by which we are connected to the Creator. So that all the misinformation of the world can be downloaded and we can be reprogrammed with life. Would that we were as determined to reconnect with our Creator as Vigor was to his. Do you want to practice passionate worship? Prioritize and shift. Prepare. Participate. And pray regularly. It's been written that the purpose of worship does not begin, or nor does it end, with what human beings do or don't do. Thank God. God knows that we were meant for each other. And God is active in worship, even when we are not.